Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. First of all, sending out blessings to everyone who comes on board. You are with the sermon, the church. The sermon, the church, with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. You are with the sermon, the church, with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. We have a wonderful treat for you tonight. You're going to get the spiritual food. We're going to talk about some very, very important scriptures in the Bible. And I want you to know that, you know, this is the time when we need to hear the real word, the unadulterated real word, not just some made-up stuff. We need to get the real word because that's what's going on. I want to say hello to Edith. Hi, good evening. And it's so such an honor to see you on. Praise God from home. All blessings flow. We're living in the last days. That's what our theme is. The last days are now. Are you ready? The last days are now. Are you ready? And so that's going to be the theme. And our sermon, hallelujah, praise the Lord, Edith. Our sermon is how will you know we are in the last days? Now, that's going to be the sermon. How will you know we're in the last days? And so I want to get you ready. Before we go into that, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for this second Sunday in the year 2024, the month of January. I just want to thank you, God, because you brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. You brought us through trials, tribulations, things that were seen and unseen, Lord. So I just ask you to watch over all of the people of the world, God. I ask you to bless the ones who need a blessing right now. Bless the homeless, the jobless, the ones that are sick and shut in, the ones that are laying in the bed that are waiting to be fed or turned over or given a hug. Bless everybody in the world, God, right where they are, whatever they're going through. And if they're sick, God, let there be rehabilitation, restoration, rejuvenation, and their mind, spirit, body, and soul. Now, God, I ask, if we have done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, please forgive us now, God. As I bring forth the word, God, make it less of me and more of you. And I thank you, God, right now. Use me as a vessel, God, to tell somebody about your goodness. And I promise, God, to give you all the glory and all the honor. Thank you, God, for what you have done. And thank you, God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. This is a very important sermon tonight. You know, sometimes we preach prosperity. Sometimes we preach about the love of God. We have preached about how God will never leave you nor forsake you. But tonight, we're going to preach about the end days that are coming right before us. I mean, we are right where it is. That's why our theme is the last days are now. Are you ready? And the sermon is, how will you know we are in the last days? Well, before I get into our scripture, which will be in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51, which brings me to, we're going to do some expositional preaching tonight, expository preaching. What is expository preaching? It's when you give the biblical truth. It's when you're preaching for God's glory. And that's what expository preaching is. It's the Bible, and you're giving the word right out of the book. You're not changing it. My brother, Brother James Hudson, praise God. I'm so honored to have you on with us this evening at the church, the sermon. And we're preaching about some very, I see you there. Hey, Christopher, how are you? God bless you. Welcome on Instagram. We're talking about the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation is here right now. When you look around and you look in the northwest and you see the storms and, you know, 7 and 10 below zero, and then you look over here and then you got devastating earthquakes in places they don't normally have them. Then you look over there and there's wars and rumors of wars going on with Israel and Gaza and the Gaza Strip and then all these this stuff going on. And then we're looking at crime around the United States, the school shootings, and so many different things are on an all-time high right now. So I wanted to bring you a sermon that was very important, a very important message that I know will not fall on deaf ears tonight. And I know that we need to make time to hear, and not only hear, but prepare ourselves with God so that we won't be left behind when this all goes down, and it's going down right before our very eyes. So wake up and smell the coffee, because there's a new cup being brewed every second. Every second, yes. So as we get into our sermon, which is how will you know we are in the last days? We're going to get into that. We're going to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 1 through 51. Please grab your Bible. Thank you so much, Brother James Hudson, for the blessings. You know, I need those blessings. And I ask God to make it less of me and make it more of him, and let me step back so God can step up. I don't want anything out of this except for job well done, my good and faithful servant. Hi. Hello, Christopher. God bless you, man, and your family. I want to start reading, and most of the sermon tonight will be read, which is expository preaching, and that's what I want to do tonight, because the safest place in the world is in the will of God right now. The safest place in this world is in the will of God, because God's will is the will that we need to follow. And I want to do some Christian-centered preaching. I don't just want to get up here and yell and scream and run around. No, I want to give you words that have meaning from the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's get started here. Matthew, if you have your Bible open, if you do, Matthew chapter 24, Chandra Daniels, welcome, welcome. God bless you and your family, and welcome. I'm going to say this one more time. Our sermon tonight is, how do you know we are in the last days? Well, you can look and see we are in the last days. I hear people saying, I don't even want to go for a walk anymore. They don't even want to go outside. Now, what's going to happen when you cannot buy or sell unless you have a mark? You can't get groceries. You can't get your car fixed. You can't, unless you take that mark. And what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to eat? Or are you going to choose to follow God's word? It's going to be a tough decision. As you've seen with Jesus' disciples, it was a tough decision. But one at a time. Good evening, Gloria Majors. Welcome. Good evening, good evening. God bless everyone. But one at a time, you saw them say, I don't know Jesus. And they all died. And Jesus told them, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me. And so many people are going to deny Jesus. It's not going to be funny. When they say, do you want food for your family, your wife and your kids, or do you want to take this mark? And that's when the decision making is going to be extremely, very tough. Hallelujah. Sister Chandra Daniel said, I know that we are definitely in the last, look what's going on in the world today. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And I am not going to sugarcoat this lesson that I'm going to share with you right now, which will be expositional, expository preaching right from the word. And let's get started right now. Starting in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51. And then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. Verse 2, and Jesus said to them, Do you not see all these things? As surely as I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another. They shall not be thrown. They shall not be thrown down. And then verse 3 says, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Now, I want to stop right there for a moment. The signs are here. Please pay close attention. When you look at all the people that they're letting come into America right now, and I don't hate anybody, but a civil war, and this is my prediction. Not God, I'm not saying, I'm just telling you what I feel in my heart. Something's going to happen in the United States that's never happened before. Even with the elections, even with everything that is controlled by the dark side. And there is a dark side. And we won't get into that right now, but the Word of God will bring it soon enough. Verse 4 says, and we're in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51. And then in verse 4 it says, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Now, we've got some false prophets out here deceiving people right now, taking people's money in church. And if you've been looking at YouTube and Instagram, they're talking about, and God forgive me, I'm not trying to put anybody down. They really are talking about a lot of pastors right now. I don't know if you remember what happened with Bishop Eddie Long. I don't know if you know what's going on with T.D. Jakes, and I can name a few more. And they're all on the hot seat right now, and they're on fire because of some of the things that have transpired within their ways of teaching the word and then doing things with the world and doing things with the teaching. And all that money and stuff, that money, it can be the roots to all evil. Now, I'm not putting down any pastors at all. No, I'm not here to put anyone down. I am not here to judge anyone. God will judge all of us in due time. Amen. Praise God. Pay attention, because this is very important. Verse 5. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Now, this is the word of God. Verse 6. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, we can see what's going on in the Gaza Strip, innocent people being killed. I saw them carrying babies with bullet wounds. I mean, babies. And it just, oh gosh, it's just unbelievable. No one should be treated in that manner. No human being. What they're doing to the innocent people. The war is for soldiers if it's going to be a war. But the innocent people that are being perished, and the hospital only has out of the whole Gaza Strip, they only have like 6 ambulances. And then you got thousands, hundreds of thousands of people being, just, it's terrible. I want to go to verse 7. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. Verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. I'll tell you, I don't know how many school shootings we had last year, but we had so many school shootings, and so many innocent people were killed by guns. In America, it was despicable. I just started turning the news off. I'm tired of hearing it and tired of seeing it. But God told us that these days would come to pass, and we need to prepare ourselves. We need to get ready, get ready, get ready. Sandra Daniels says, it's sad to see Israel, Gaza, in this situation. It's just terrible. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. We are praying for that war to stop. But don't forget about the war in Ukraine and Russia. It's just as bad. All the bombing, all the desolation, the homelessness. The people are so hungry. They're giving them, in the gossip, they were fighting over bowls of rice. And we're sitting at home eating steak and caviar and cereal with bananas and honey and nuts and everything and eating real good, 3 meals, 4, 5, 6 meals a day if we want to. And you got people over there scraping for rice. Keep them in prayer. I want to go to verse 9. We're in Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. You know, in some countries, you cannot wear a cross. They will kill you for wearing a cross. Or if you practice Muslim, Islam, they'll kill you. So this spiritual war that we have no control over is all in the hands of our Almighty God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the light of all lights. He is the power of all power. He made this world and everything in it and everything around it and everything about it. Hallelujah. Jacqueline, Nicole, thank you for joining us. We are reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 1 through 51, and our sermon is, How Will You Know We Are in the Last Days? Let me read from Matthew 24, verse 10. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. And I don't know about you, but it's a lot of that going on right now. I've never seen so many people hate each other, and since pestilence 19, COVID-19 came, I've never seen so many students that are so far behind in their education. I mean, they're not at their grade levels right now. This is a falling of education like never before. This is a falling of parents and their relationships with their kids like never before. It's a falling of marriages that are being destroyed. The devil is extremely busy. He's getting in his 1,000 years. He's getting it in. So we got to pay close attention how we can prepare ourselves to see the signs and know that we know that we know that there is the end times coming on the way. And then I want to go to verse 11. It says, Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. What did I just say? When they start calling martial law over the United States of America, you better be ready. You better have food, water, rations, and you better be ready to protect your home. You know, when people start coming to your house trying to take your generator or take your food or take you, and lawlessness will kick in and the police aren't coming out, what are you going to do? When they tell you you need to take the mark of the beast, or you need to go in there, if you want to buy groceries, if you want to get gasoline, you need to take this mark. And if you don't take it, then you're not going to get any food. Now, who are you going to serve? Let me go on. I want to read verse 12 one more time. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. You can see it already. People are just short like fuses. They're like ready to jump off at a moment's notice. All the rappers shooting each other, people in the music industry killing each other, all this dirt coming out about all these people. It's just the end times. And verse 13 says, But he who endures to the end shall be saved. I want to say that again, verse 13. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel, the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Amen. This is not falling on deaf ears. I want to give it to you in layman terms. Expository preaching, expository preaching is simplicity from the word of God. Amen. Verse 16. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. And that's why you see a lot of people trying to get out of these cities. Because they're going to lock these cities down. And you won't be able to get out the city unless you have the right address. And if you're not in the right place at the right time, you will not be able to leave that sector. They will lock you in until you can't leave. They'll be locked and loaded and armed, and the curfew will be at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., and if you're out on the streets after that, you're in the middle of a war. I'm just telling you. When it comes, don't be surprised. Verse 17, and let him who was on the housetop not go down to take anything but out of his house. So when they say get out of here, you ain't got time to be packing up all your stuff. You better have stuff already packed. How about that? Verse 18, and let him who was in the field not go back to get his clothes. Verse 19, but woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Verse 20, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Verse 21, for then there will be a great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. So, you know, you remember the first time the world was destroyed by water and Noah packed up the ark and did what God told him to do, and they were laughing at him. They were drinking and having sex and getting high and laughing until it started raining. And then when it started raining, that's for like the first few days, they're still partying. But after it started raining for a week and then 2 weeks and then 3 weeks, that's when they were like, oh my God, something going on. They started banging on Noah's ark. And they were like, hey Noah, let us in. He's like, man, I can't open the door. God told me, once I seal the door, don't open it. And he followed God's word. So what do you think the world's going to be destroyed by this time? And what do you think nuclear weapons are? When they say by fire, think about it. All these countries with all this power and all these nuclear weapons. Jackie, how are you? God bless you, Jackie. Welcome to the church, the sermon with Pastor Eddie Jones. And it's such an honor to see a Dorsey High alumni with us in this sermon. So we're talking about the Great Tribulation. We're also talking about how will you know the last days are here? Well, look around you right now and see the signs. I mean, you go on Instagram, it's like, I mean, there's nothing left to the imagination anymore. Everything you want to do under the sun is being done right now. Be very, very careful. And don't sell your soul for nothing. Don't sign nothing with the devil. Because once you sign on that dotted line, you got to give back your soul. Do not sell your soul to the devil. Let me get back into the word. We're in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51, and we are at verse 22, and it reads, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. So God is saying some of us will be saved if we're right with him. But we got to abide in God so God can abide in us so we can be physically ready and spiritually ready and soulfully ready. Amen. I hope somebody's getting this word. Verse 23, then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. And, you know, they had a 3D hologram up in the sky of Jesus one time, and everybody was like going crazy. And I said, that's a hologram. Okay, so don't, if you see a hologram in the sky, don't just start saying, there's Jesus, he's on the way. Make sure you know what it is before you start going ballistic. Amen. Know that you know that you know when God is coming, because he said, I'm coming like a thief in the night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 24, for false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Watch out. Hey, sister, Pastor Amara, Pastor Elaine, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, Annette Lawrence, welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise God. Welcome to the church, the sermon, and we're in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 to 51. We're talking about how we know it's the last days. This is the great tribulation. Let me go back to verse 24. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand, Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. Verse 27, for as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So let me tell you what's going on. There's going to be a lot of deception. You see people partying at church now? I mean they are partying. They're up on the stage, dropping it like it's hot. They're singing all kinds of songs. They got beats better than, you might as well put it on R&B radio. Because they're just like, man, they're partying hard. And they're taking the word, the adulterated word of God, and they're twisting it. And they got all these people giving all this money. And God don't need our money. I know the church is a business and we have to keep our lights on. We got to keep be able to do for the homeless. We got to give out food and clothes. But we don't need, if your pastor's driving a Rolls Royce and you driving a Chevy and then you ask him, can he help you pay a light bill or a gas bill and they can't do it, something's wrong with that church. You need to leave immediately. Let's get back into the word. Verse 28. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now, believe it or not, the carcasses are already being, they're all over the place. Amen. I've never seen so many at one time in my life. Verse 29 says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So you're going to see the signs. Amen. And verse 30 says, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now look, he said all the tribes of the earth. That means everybody, the whole entire wide world. I don't care where you're from or what kind of language you speak. God is no respecter person. Amen. If you're in the wrong at that time, when he comes in the great coming, you, if you're not ready, whew, man, it's going to be, I'm already knowing a whole lot of people are going to be like, come on, God, help me. And he's going to be like, I know you not because you didn't know me. So you better know, get to know God and his Ten Commandments and hallelujah, praise God. And then let's get back to the word. Verse 32 says, now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branches has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know the summer is near. Verse 33, so you also, hallelujah, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the door. That's right, at the door, not around the corner, at the door, amen. And verse 34 says, assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. So everything that I'm sharing with you right now is going to take place before anybody goes through anything. All right? I'm going to read this to you one more time. In verse 34, and it's written in red, that's when you know Jesus is talking. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Amen. Hey, Irene, welcome, welcome. Good evening. Good evening. God bless you. We are in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51. We're talking about the Great Tribulation, and our sermon is How You Know We Are in the Last Days. Verse 35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So the word of God ain't going nowhere. And when they do away with these Bibles, we want to know it in our heart. We want to know the word of God in our heart. Because they're going to say, get rid of that Bible. Get rid of that cross. And if you don't, guess what? Okay? And I know it sounds scary. I'm not trying to scare anybody. But these big old giant stadiums and these big domes, and they got these 100,000 plastic coffins ready for everybody. Hey, what's up, Humble 37? What's going on, son? They got all these plastic caskets that are ready to go. They had them ready to go during COVID-19, and they put a lot of people in them. And then there's these people going around saying they want to shorten the number of people on the planet Earth, and they're doing it. Imagine how many people they've already killed around the earth, from COVID-19 to the wars to the shootings and all the school shootings. Just imagine. Hey, Brother Virgil, how are you, man? Welcome, welcome, welcome. And let me get back into the word. We're talking about the Great Tribulation, and the sermon is, how will you know we're in the last days? We're in Matthew 24, verse 1 through 51. Right now we're at verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So we don't know when God is coming. We don't know how God is coming, but we know he's coming. And when he's coming, he's not going to be playing. So we better, you know, pay attention. Verse 37. But as the days of Noah, where as also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And now we just reviewed this a little bit earlier. I said to you that before Noah closed that door, they were like laughing at Noah, making fun of Noah. They were like, yeah, we getting our groove on. We drinking wine, we dancing, partying. We having a good time. But by the time 2 weeks of rain came to start, you know, coming down, they were banging on that door trying to get in. Don't wait till the last minute to give yourself to God. Don't bang on the door at the last minute, because I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get in. Okay? You're not going to get in. So know him in your heart. Know him in your mind. Don't be ashamed to tell somebody about his goodness and the work, the great work that he's doing and the great work that he's going to do. And let me tell you something. I know, you know, I'm no better than anybody else, but I'm going to keep my mind on God, and I'm going to let him use me as a vessel, and I'm going to let him use me to tell everybody about the goodness of God and what his plan is for his people. And in Jeremiah, he says, I know what I have in store for my people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God from whom I was. And so let's get back to the word. We're in Matthew chapter 24, verse 39. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Verse 43. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. So here's what we're talking about. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. Thank you so much, Edith. We don't know when, you know, we don't even, you know, like he said, we don't know when the thief is coming. If we would have known, we would have already had a trap set for the thief. So he said, I'm coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because there's a new cup being brewed every second. Do not let this word fall on deaf ears tonight. And please, let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind and take it extremely very serious. Hallelujah. Watch, watch, Irene said. Watch. Yes, watch. And watch what's going on around you. Verse 44 says, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Hallelujah. We're talking about spiritual food, not just the physical food. Verse 46, blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. When he comes, he wants to find you doing his will. Not your will. Not T.D. Jakes' will. Not whoever's will, but God's will. Amen. Hallelujah. Irene says, stay covered in the blood. Yes, Lord. Stay covered in the blood. Stay covered in the word of God. Hit your knees tonight before you hit that sack. When you wake up in the morning, before you touch that floor, tell God, thank you. Because whatever you didn't get to do yesterday, if you woke up in the morning, you had a chance to do it all over again. And that is privilege. That is blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me go to, we are in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51. We are at verse 47. And it reads, assuredly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. Verse 48, but if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of. Verse 51, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Woo, man, that's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. God is laying it down right there. He's laying it down. He's telling you, if you still getting high and getting drunk and partying and doing what you know you shouldn't be doing, when he comes, he's going to pay you accordingly to your deeds, to your great works. I'm not talking about just, oh, today I went out and helped the homeless. No, I'm not talking about that. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not even going to try to, you know, sugarcoat anything. I'm just keeping it real. And that's why I told you, I want to give you the biblical truth. I want to preach to you for God's glory. And I told you earlier, and I'll tell you again, the safest place in the world is in the will of God. Hallelujah. And the expository preaching is the Bible. It's the good word from the Bible. And that's what I've been reading to you. And I want to read to you one more time and let it sink into the rest of your heart and mind. Verse 50 and 51. The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Ooh-wee. You know, we serve a mighty God. We serve a real, real mighty God. But our God is, he's an angry God. He doesn't want you like trying to serve him. You on the fence, lukewarm, hot and cold. One day you over here, the next day you over there. If one day you're talking about, oh, I'm on a boat. I'm with God. And you're not. So I have a few more scriptures that I want to drop on you tonight. Please get your pen and paper and write down these scriptures and allow them to be a guide for you for this week. And I want to share a few of them with you. Oh, let's see. We got a few more minutes to go. Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Luke chapter 21, verse 36. And listen to this carefully. It reads, but stay awake at all times. I'm not talking about sleeping with your eyes closed. Stay awake. You know what I mean. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. That's Luke chapter 21, verse 36. That is so important. Stay awake. And you already see the signs. We just reviewed the signs in Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51. And now I'm sharing some bonus scriptures so that you can make them applicable to your understanding of what we are discussing, what we are sharing, and what is being taught. The unadulterated word of God. Amen. Praise God. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Write that down. And here it reads, and this is for everybody. It says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. The time is near. That's Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. And I don't need to reiterate that. Hey, Brother Virgil said truth, and it is a truth. And I thank God that God has brought me from a mighty long way. I am not the man I used to be, but I belong to God. My children belong to God. My people belong to God. Hallelujah. Irene says, stay in God's protection. And when you put on the full armor of God, hallelujah, we don't talk about that next time. Putting on the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the word of God, which is the sword of God, to be girded and loined at your feet, prepared for the fiery darts that will be thrown. Amen. I want you to, Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. I went over these and I said these are applicable to talking about the end times, talking about the great tribulation, the great prophecy of what's going to happen. And it reads, but concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. And so, you know, you can't write it down when God is coming. A long time ago, they said he was coming, and he didn't come at that time. He said, I will come like a thief in the night. And all we need to do is be ready, 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 ready. Okay, amen. Oh, my gosh. I want to go down here. Let's move this down here. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. I give you this with simplicity and as simple in layman terms as I possibly can so nobody can say, hey, I don't get that. I want you to not only get it, I want you to remember it, okay? Remember the word of God so that you can apply it when you need to for somebody who needs to be saved or doesn't know the word or wants to get to know the word. They can come to you and say, hey, can you help me with this? I want you to whip that Bible out and give them the word. But it reads in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. You need to write down 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5, and make it applicable to how you move in your circle with certain people. I almost want to read that one more time, and it's on my heart to read it again because this is what's going on right now. Watch the news. Look at YouTube. Look at Instagram, look at Facebook, look at social media and see all the, I got to read it one more time. It is so in my heart to read this one more time. Get this word, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. And I don't want to bore you. I want you to hope you be excited about this because every pastor is not going to tell you the truth. They're so busy trying to get your money, they're going to tell you, you got a check in the mail tomorrow. God is telling me you got this coming, this money. No, that's prosperity preaching. I don't do that at all, period. I want to give you the real deal Holyfield where there's no smoking guns, and I want to give you God's word. I want it to be transparency. I want it to be easy. 2 Timothy reads, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. Some people are fighting to pay their rent. Irene said, I try not to. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some people are struggling to pay their car notes. Some people are struggling to get groceries. Some people are struggling to keep their roof over their head right now. A lot of people are struggling. And this system is making people callous and cold and homeless and who knows what. But we give in, but we never give up because with God, all things are possible. Not some things, not a couple of things, but all things are possible with God. And that's all I need you to know right now. But 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. That's not my word. That's the word of God. And you can see people being lovers of themselves. And you can see people being abusive and lovers of their money. They're proud. They're arrogant. They showing off their new cars. And, you know, that ain't going to get you into heaven. I'm sorry. You can have all the money in the world. You can't take it to heaven. You can't take it with you no matter how much you have. I don't care how much property you own. It says set yourself up for your place in heaven, not here in this world. You're not going to be here. None of us are going to be here forever. There's a time and a place and a reason for the season when God's going to call each and every one of us. And when we meet with him, we want to hear, job well done, my good and faithful servant. And I want to go to, hallelujah, 2 Corinthians. Brother James Hudson said, Lord, help us. This is a total different world than when we, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's not like when we were kids. Remember when you can walk down the street, leave your door open, leave your bicycle on the front porch? It was cool. Nobody didn't bother you stuff. But you leave something out there now and leave your door unlocked now. Leave your window unlocked now and see what happens. Amen. These are desperate times and people are taking desperate measures. And, you know, but God will protect us. He will protect us. And I like what you said, Brother James. Lord, help us. This is a total different time from when we were kids. It is. It's nothing like, I mean, you got little five-year-old kids with cell phones on social media seeing stuff they don't need to be seeing. And I don't even want to tell you what all they're seeing. You already know. And parents give their kids the phones to pacify them while they're getting their drink on, they smoke on, or whatever they're doing. And I said this before. I heard a mother cursing at her two-year-old, hey, Grace, God bless you. Welcome. Welcome, Grace, love. May God bless you with this word of God that we're sharing right now. And I ask God to make it less of me and more of God. A mother was calling her kid, the two-year-old baby, names, bad words. And I walked over and I said, ma'am, excuse me, I'm not trying to get in your business. I'm Pastor Jones. I said, but that's a two-year-old child. They don't understand. The child is looking for you to pick it up and hug it and love it. That's why they're crying, and you pulling them and yanking on them and calling them every word but his name. What do you think you're teaching that child? And then she said, oh, well, you know, I'm the mother. And wait a minute now. Hold on. Mother is a title, but mother is also an action. And if you don't be talking to that child like that, eventually somebody's going to see you doing that, and they're going to take other measures to make sure that then you're going to be taking anger management and going through some things you don't want to. So she humbled herself, and she thought about it. But she was a young mother, you know. But I'm saying it's not easy to be a parent in the end days. It's not easy. We just read in 2 Timothy, it says disobedient. Kids will be disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen, conceit, lovers of pleasure. And I've never seen so much love of pleasure in my life. And the part that it is, it's on social media. You go to Instagram, it's just, you can't even, you know, talk to your friend or something. It just goes into your, I mean, without control, you got to just turn it off and hopefully you don't see it. All this mother and daughter's on there at the same time, backing it up. It's just, that's not of God. Why would you teach your child to do that? But those are the days that we're living in. Hallelujah. James Hudson said, train up a child. This is the reason children are so disobedient. Yes, yes, yes. Irene Walters said, my reach has been far, but my circle now is very small. There is no censorship anywhere. You are so, somebody is, well, preach, y'all better preach too, amen? And Edie says, babies having babies, they don't know any better. Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. He said, forgive, I'm giving the Holy Ghost chills. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let me go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, and we're going to begin to close out in just a moment. And 2 Corinthians, write it down, 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 4, verse 4, and it reads, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So all those people out there doing all that, you know, oh, yeah, and all that, God's blinding them of the glory of God because you can't pull them over because they don't want to come over. They're not trying to hear about doing good. They're not trying to do the right thing. I mean, I look at this, I look at this show on TV. It's a court show where it's called Paternity Court. I don't know if you ever watch it, but every time, I promise you, these people do each other so bad. The mother has been with 3, 4, 5 guys, and this guy, they, you know, she's trying to get back at him for messing around, and he's trying to get back at her, and they forgot about the child. And often the judge says, well, wait a minute, it's not about you two, it's about the child. And that's what people are doing. They don't care anymore. They argue in front of their kids. They fight in front of their kids. They throw stuff in front of the kids. And what do you think that's doing to the kids? What do you think they're learning? Are we living in the last days? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And that's why I brought the sermon, how will you know when we're in the last days? Grace Love said, correct, correct. Amen. Praise the Lord. Grace, I'm so glad that this is not falling on deaf ears and that somebody is going to get saved tonight. Somebody's going to learn that this is the only way with God. Amen. Any other way is just, wow. You know, the sex trafficking is going on now. You know, Sister Dana Jamerson, how are you? God bless you. Susan Miller Dorsey in the house. Right, Dorsey for Life. So we got Virgil and you in here. Praise the Lord. And a whole bunch of other people. Thank God. Thank you guys for all joining. I appreciate you guys, the ones that are on Instagram and the ones that are on Facebook and the ones that are on blogtalkradio.com. I want to go to Revelations chapter 12, verse 9. Revelations chapter 12, verse 9. This is why I'm telling you how we know that we're living in the last days. That's why I'm sharing this sermon tonight, and I did it with expository preaching, and which is the biblical truth. Not my truth, but God's truth. But Revelation, hallelujah, verse 12, I mean, yeah, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And it reads, and the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Now, this is what we need to know. Virgil said, a lot of people had plans today. Amen. Ooh, somebody had a plan today, and they didn't wake up. And that's why I told you, if you woke up this morning, you need to be thanking God, because whatever you didn't do yesterday or couldn't do yesterday, God woke you up to be able to get it done today. Thank you, Brother Virgil, for bringing that here. A lot of people have plans. Amen. That was a perfect word. Brother Kevin D. Gale, we got a lot of Dorsey people on right now. Praise God for Susan Miller Dorsey in the house getting the word of God and that it's not falling on deaf ears. And, you know, you got to understand what Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 is saying. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who was called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth and his angels were thrown down with him. Now, the devil, his job is to steal, kill, and destroy by any means necessary. He don't care if he can get you behind the wheel, get you drunk, have you going on the wrong way and head-on collision. You're dead. That's not the work of God. That's the work of the devil. Somebody coming up, robbing somebody at gunpoint, carjacking, that's all the work of the devil. Teaching kids, I hear so many kids going to prison for killing their parents now. Shooting their parents, stabbing their parents, beating their parents with baseball bats. It's crazy. I remember a long time ago it was the Menendez brothers, but now it's rapid. It's all over the place now. You know, you tell your kid, no, you can't go to the party, then they want to throw a fit. Like this one kid, his mother took his cell phone from him. He took a bat to the whole house. He broke the sinks. This is a 14-year-old kid. The mother took a cell phone. And just a few days ago, a teacher took a cell phone from a young lady in the class. She went ballistic and sprayed the teacher with mace in the classroom because she wanted her phone so bad. These phones, man. This device that man has created is controlling so many people, and they're hypnotized by their phones. And if you take it, they get an attitude. I've seen so many marriages get dissolved behind a cell phone. I've seen relationships break up behind what they have on their social media. It's sad. Irene says, so sad, they don't want to do better. Mm-mm-mm. Praise God. That is a well way to get that statement that you just said out. So sad they don't want to do better. And that's why God said the ones that don't want to do better, brush off your feet and your hands and keep moving. If they don't want to hear the word, they don't want to get the word, they don't want to live by the word, wash your hands and move on to the next person that do want to get the word. Amen. So it's about time for me to close out now. I want to share one more scripture with you, one more. And then we're going to pray it out. So start thinking about your prayer requests already. I don't have to, you know, if you want to put it on there, type in your prayer request, or if you just want to, God's going to hear your prayer request no matter what I say, because I'm going to God with everything in prayer. But 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. And I want to reiterate this one more time. I don't want to be redundant, but somebody might not be getting what this is all about. The sermon is, how will you know when we're living in the last days? That's what this whole sermon has been about. The discussion has been about the word of God, which came out of Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51. And these are bonus scriptures on the side that you can go to help you get a clarity and understanding of what this is all about. Okay? 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, and it reads, we know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. The world. But we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Do you get it? 1 John 5:19. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So the devil's busy. Hey, he's collecting souls every moment. He don't even take a nap. He's so busy, he got his angels. Just like God has angels, the devil has some too. And they come to him and go, oh, just take one more hit off that Sherm. All right. Amen. We're going to go over on Facebook Live. On Blog Talk Radio. Let me go back to Blog Talk. And we're going to go over, so don't pay attention to that, okay? Pay attention to these closing words. Before I go, I want to pray. I'm glad that I was able to share this word with you. I want to thank everybody for joining me. I switched the time because more people are available in the evening than they are in the morning. And so that's why I brought it. Now I'm coming on at 6:30 every evening on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. One announcement. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show will be on. Please join us. We'll be talking about the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Where are we now from where we were when Dr. King was walking the streets and doing the work? But where are we now in 2024 when it comes to our civil rights? We're going to talk about that. And then our other second topic will be, what do you have planned for 2024? What is your plan? And if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. So what is your plan will be our second topic. Our third topic will be the life and the legacy of Dr. King. Where were we then and where are we now? So please join us. I'd love to get all your opinions. I'd love for you to call in and share. We start at 9. We're over at 11 a.m. I won't be before you long. And following that, then we can go out and get ready to join the Martin Luther King celebrations and the the parades and everything and all the great things. So come and join us while we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer right now, God. I ask that you make it less of me, God, and more of you. Whatever the prayer requests are going on over this social media, God, I ask that you grant them with their prayer requests, whether it's a new job, to get out of pain, to come overcome an illness, to not be on drugs, whatever their prayer request is, God, hallelujah. I ask that you touch them right now and bless them with their prayer requests. Because we know when blessings, hallelujah, when prayers go up, then our blessings come down. In your time, God, I ask that you bless everyone from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. God, we thank you, Almighty God, for what you have done. God, we thank you, Almighty God, for what you're going to do. Let there be restoration, rejuvenation, rehabilitation in our mind, spirit, body, and soul. Thank you, God, for giving me the word to share. God, make it less of me. I'm stepping back, God, so you can step up. Somebody needs to hear this word tonight. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I want to thank you guys. Evangelist Virginia, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I want to tell you, hallelujah, bless you too, Sister Irene. Bless you, Grace. Hallelujah. God bless you. Humble 37, son, bless you. Christopher Rome, bless you. Minister Elaine, bless you. Brother Hudson, bless you. Edith, bless you. Hallelujah. Everybody who's on here, Brother Virgil, bless you. Sister Dana, bless you. Deborah, bless you. Everybody, amen, praise God. If you really want to show some love, let me see some hearts. Those hearts always let me know that you did enjoy what you heard tonight. Hallelujah. You can hit a like or a heart, one of those two. Send it up. And I want to close out, but before I do, I want to say something to you. Remember the scriptures that I shared with you tonight. Remember Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 51. It'll tell you about the end times if you don't know about it. Hallelujah. Evangelist Virginia Valentine said, bless you, man of God. Bless you too, woman of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Irene, for the hearts. Thank you, guys, so much. I will be here next Sunday, the good Lord say so, 6:30 p.m. sharp next Sunday. And boy, do we have a word for you. And until then, three things I want to say. Number one, the best is yet to come with your relationship with God. Number two, the only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself. So let there be no limits. Number three, don't let nobody steal your joy and your relationship with God. I want you to keep God in your heart, keep him in your mind. If somebody needs to hear the word, share the word with them. Change their life. They can be saved. And if there's anybody tonight who's not saved and you want to be saved, I want you to go to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. I want you to read that and dedicate your life to God. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be there. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Edie said, God's blessings to everyone this week in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Brother James Hudson said, amen and praise God. Okay, you guys, have a wonderful night. God bless you. Send out love to everybody, and I will talk to you soon, tomorrow morning, on the Andy Jones Radio Talk Show. All right, God bless. Peace. Amen. God bless you guys. Peace. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Green Bay, make it scary Halloween.